Blog Talk Radio.
And Ja Rastafari.
Ja Rastafari. Ja Rastafari. Ja Rastafari.
Yay, 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 yay.
Shabbat shalom.
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 Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom.
Besim'ab, wewelid, wemenfes kedus, ahadu amla. Ze kedamit, ye kedamit. Besen bet ken. Meskel Abra, Samayin Bekoakibit Shelleme, Kohulum Yilik Zahayin Asaye, Meskel Abra, Samayin Bekoakibit Shelleme. On the Sabbath Eve, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
My God, it's full of stars. My God, it's full of stars.
Full of stars.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat.
Shabbat, yes, it is the only day.
work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work. Thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Thank Jah, Rastafari.
Jah, Rastafari. Jah, Rastafari. Jah, Rastafari.
Yay, yay, yay,
yay, yay, yay, yay, yay.
Zakor et Yom HaShabbat Likadsho. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, to keep it set apart. Zakor et Yom HaShabbat Likadsho. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it set apart, to keep it holy. Zakor et Yom HaShabbat Likadsho.
Shabbat shalom, send it
shalom.
When praying with Father Minyan, hear you in service for Sabbath and festivals. When praying with Father Minyan, Father 10 begin with El Melech Ne'eman. El, true good, true God is a faithful king. El Melech Ne'eman. Hear, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to 9. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Shema, Israel, Yahweh Elohim, Yahweh Echad. Praise be his glorious kingdom forever and ever. Baruch Shem HaKavod HaMalkuto Le'olam Wa'ed. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. We ahavta et Yahweh Eloheka bekola levaveka u bekola nafsheka u bekola meodeka. And you shall take to heart these words that I command you this day. We hayu ahadivarim haele asher anoki mezauka hayom. All
Levaveka. You shall teach them diligently to your children. You shall meditate on them when you are at home and when you are on a journey, when you retire for the night, and when you rise up in the morning. With Shinan Netama Lebaneka. With Shinan Netam Shinanetam Lebaneka. With the Barta Bam. Be Shibateka. Be Baiteka. Ua Be Leketeka. Badarek. Ua Be Shakabta. Ua Be Umeka. And you shall tie a reminder of them upon your hand and between your eyes. Ube shakapta ube kumeka. Ua ke shartema leot. Ala yadeka. We hayu le tot afota bain aineka. And you shall write them on the doorposts of your home and on the gates of your cities. Ua ke tabtam. U ketabtam ala mezuzot. Beiteka. Ua bisha areka. Devarim, Deuteronomy 11, chapter 11, verse 13 to 21. And if you obey my commandments, which that I command you to this day, to love Jehovah your Elohim and serve him with fullness of heart and soul, then will I grant you my gift of timely rain for your land in autumn and in spring. And you will harvest your grain, your wine, and your oil. And I will give grass in your fields for your cattle. And you will eat the fruit of your labor and be satisfied. Wahaya ima shamoa tisha ameu illa mitotai asharanokia mesawet kem mahayom liv ahava et yahua elohekem ua le avadoa bikola levabikem ua bikola nafet shekem with natatia mit ara arasikema de ito yo re ua mala malakosh with a safta de ganenka we tia roshika we yitza harika we natatia aiseba de sadika liva hemeteka we akalta we shabaita. Beware lest you be misled. Be aware lest you be misled into turning aside from the right course to worship alien gods and to bow down to them. God will be angry with you, and he will close the heavens so that there will be no rain, and the earth will not yield produce, and you will fast disappear from the good land that the Lord, that Jehovah, has given you. Hishamru lakem penna yisteh levadikem we saritem we evaditem Elohim acherim we ishatachewitem lahem we chara af Yahua bakem we atara eta ha shamayim we lo yehye matara we ha edama lo titena eta yebulaha we abaditem me Mehera me al haretsa hatoba asher Yahuwah notena lakem. Therefore shall you attend to these words of mine with heart and soul, and you shall bind a reminder of them on your hand and between your eyes, and you shall teach your children to meditate on them when you are at home and when you are on a journey, when you retire for the night and when you rise in the morning, and you shall write them on the doorposts in your home and on the gates of your city. We samtema eta debaraya ile ala levadikema wa ala nafishakema ua ke shartema otama leot ala yidikem we hayua leot otafota beina ainekem we li amaditema otama eta benekem le daber bam de shibateka de beiteka ua de leketeka ba garefa we de shakalta ua de kumeka ua ke tavatama ala mizuzot beiteka ua bisha areka. Thus, like this will your life and that of your children be prolonged on the land that Jehovah promised your ancestors, for as long as the sky remaineth over the earth. Le ma'ana yerebuwa yemekema we meya beneken ala haidama asherra nishabaha yahuwa la yeboteken la teta lahem ki yemeya hashamayim al ha aret.
Numbers chapter 15, verse 37 to 41. The Lord spoke, Jehovah spoke to Moses, and Moshe, and speak to the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of children of Israel, and bid them make fringes on the corners of their garments throughout their generations, adding to the fringe of each corner a thread of blue. And the fringe shall be to you as a sign, so that in beholding it, you will be reminded to fulfill all the commandments of Jehovah. And you shall not follow the prompting of the heart or the attraction of your eyes to be misled by them. Thus, like this, you will remember to carry out all my commandments, and you will be holy before your Elohim, that you did it to God. I am Jehovah, your Elohim, who brought you out of the land of Mitzrayim to be your Elohim. I, Jehovah, am your Elohim. Vayomer Yahuwah el Moshe leimor, daver el bnei Yisrael ve'amarta eleihem, ve'asu alahem atisita ala kanteya bigadehem le'dorotam, ve'natnua ala tisita ha'kana, te'til, te'kelet. Wehaya lakema letzitzita uraitema oto ua zikartema etakola mitota yahua we sitema ota we lo taturu we lo taturua acharei levarikem we acharei aineken asher atem zonim acharehem le ma'an tiba karua we sitema etakola mitotai Wehi etema kedoshima lelo heikem ani Yahuwa elo heikem Ashera hotzeitia etikem me eretza mitrayi lihiyota lakem lelohim ani Yahuwa elo heikem. True and certain it is that he is Jehovah your Elohim there is none else, and that we, I and I, the people of Yisrael, have been summoned to his service. It is he who redeemed us from the might of kings. He delivered I and I from the grip of tyrants. I and I, Elohim, brought judgment upon our I and I enemies and retribution upon I and I downpressors. His saving acts are beyond I and I understanding. His wonders are infinite. He kept I and I alive in life, and he did not allow I and I to stumble. He led I and I victorious over the strong place of I and I enemies. He sustained I and I strength in the face of all I and I foes. He wrought miracles and judgments against Paro. He performed signs and wonders in the land of Mitzrayim. He brought forth the Bnei Yisrael, the son of Israel, from bondage to freedom, to freedom. But their pursuing foes perish in the depths of the sea. His children witness his triumph as they praise Shemo, his name. In gladness they declare their loyalty to his kingdom, to his government. Moshe led the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, in a song of acclaim. Who can compare to the eye in power, O El, O God? Who can compare to the eye in holiness and idleness? Thou dost ever perform wondrous deeds? None, no one can recount thy praises that I is. They acknowledge the sway of his might, as they beheld his wonders of the Yamsu, but that's the Rabbi Red Sea. This is Eli, my true good, my true God, they proclaim. Yahuwah, Jehovah will reign forever and ever. Yahuwah, Jehovah has ever freed the eyes called Jacob. He has saved him from adversaries mightier than he. Praise thee, blessed be, Jehovah, Redeemer of Yisrael, Redeemer of Israel. True and certain it is. Amen. So we are Munna called Zot, all this. Yeah. Ayama aleinu, kihu Yahuwah Eloheinu ve'ena zulato. Wa enachnu Yisrael amma, ha'podeinu miyada melaki, malakeinu havo eleinu, mikaf kola ha'aritzin, ha'el, ha'nifra'a lanu, miyazareinu, ve'hama shaleima, gemula lekolo oibeya nafsheinu, ha'oseh. Ha'oseh gedolo, ha'oseh gedolo ta'ada eina chaker, we nifa la'ota ada eina mispar. Ha'sama nafshenu abachayi, we lo natana lamota raglenu. Ha'madarikenu ala bamota oibenu, wayarema karnenu al kola sonaenu. Ha'oseh lanua nisim. Una kama de faro, ototo ua mofatim de adamata benecham, ha make de evarato kola de korde mitrayi, why you say eta amo Yisraela mitokama le cherut olam, he brought forth the sons of Israel from bondage to freedom. Wayotea eta amo Yisrael niya tokama leherut olam. But their pursuing foes perish in the depths of the sea. Hama ibira banayo beina gizareya yama sufa eta rodasehema we eta sonehem vita homota tivaa we rao banayo ageburato wa shibhu we hodu wa lishmo ua malakutoa de ratona
Ibaloa, Elayhem, Moshe Ubene, Israel Aleka, Anu, Shira, De Simcha, Rabba, We Amru Kulam, Mia Kamoka, Baelin Yahuwah, Mia Kamoka, Nedara, Bagodesh, Nora, We Tehilota, Ose Fele, Ose Fele, Malakuteka, Rao, Baneka. Bokea yama lifneya Moshe ze eli anu we amru Yahua yimloka le olama wa ed we nemar ki fada Yahua eta yaiko uwa ge alo miyada chazaka mimenu baruch ata Yahua gal Israel. Blessed be Jehovah, Redeemer of Israel, Redeemer of Israel. Baruch Atah Yahuwah, Gaal Israel. Cause I and I, O Jehovah, I and I Elohim, to retire for the night in peace. And in the morning, do thou, do the I, our King, awaken us again to life. Enfold us, enfold I and I with thy protecting peace, and improve I and I with thy good counsel. Help us, help I and I, for thou the I art a merciful Elohim. Shield I and I, shield us against foe, and plague, and sword, and famine, and grief. Liberate us, liberate I and I from evil powers that assail us, assail I and I on every side. Shelter us, shelter I and I by thy presence. Paneka, the I face perception, for thou, O God, art our guardian and deliverer. Thou, O God, art a gracious and merciful King. Mayest thou, the I, guard our coming and going for life, for liberty and peace, now and forever, forever. Mayest thou, the I, enfold us, enfold I and I with the shelter of thy peace. Praise, blessed be the I, O Jehovah, who spreadest peace over us, over I and I, and over all thy people, Yisrael, and over Yerushalayim, and over Jerusalem, over Jerusalem, and over Hashikibeinu, Yahweh Eloheinu, Le Shalom. Lehae Nideinu, Malekeinu, Lehaim, Uaferos, Uferosa, Aleinu, Sukata, Shelomeka, We Takanenu, De Eta, Tova, Mila Faneka, We Hoshainu, Le Maana, Shimeka, We Hagena, Baedenu, We Hasira, Me Aleinu, Oyez, Dever, We Hereb, We Rav, We Yagona, We Hasira, Satan, Milifanenu, Uame Achreinu, Uabitzela, K Nafeka, Pasatireinu, Ki El Shomareinu, Uamatzeleinu, Ata, Ki El Meleka Hanuna, Werahuma, Ata, U Shemoraz Eteinu, U Boheinu, Le Hayim, U Le Shalom. Me ata we ada olam. And the reader here. U se rosa aleinu asukata shilomeka. Mayest thou guard I and I, coming and going for life and peace, now and forever. Mayest thou enfold I and I with the shelter of thine, of the IP. U se ros aleinu sukat. The sukkah, sukkat shilomeka. The sukkah, the booth, the tabernacle of thy peace. Baruch ata Yahuwah. Ha poreisa sukata shalom aleinu. Blessed praise be Jehovah, who spreadeth peace over us, who spreadeth peace over I and I. Baruch ata Yahuwah. Ha poreisa sukata shalom aleinu. We all call amor Yisrael over all thy people Yisrael. We all call amor Yisrael. We all Yerushalayim and over Jerusalem. Jerusalem.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai
Echad, Adonai Echad. Shabbat Shalom, Sembet Salam. Welcoming the Sabbath, Kabbalat Shabbat, the Friday evening prayer service. Hear, even on the ear and in the eye for the TJIF. Thank Jah, Rastafari. It is Friday. The Friday evening prayer service has a character all its own. It is marked by congregational, aggregational singing and by a mood of joyous anticipation, expectation. The most striking difference in the contents of this service from that of all other nights of the week of the Shabuah of the Strong is the addition of a preliminary service called Kabbalat Shabbat, welcoming or receiving Kabbalat Shabbat, welcoming, receiving the Sabbath. This addition is said to be of a relatively recent origin. Some say that it was introduced by the Kabbalistic scholars of Safed during the middle of the 16th century, a very interesting period of time. We recognize what ethnic Yisrael and we, the black Jews, black and brown Yehudi, were going through circa 1492 and thereabout and thereafter. So if anything, this was something that the ethnic Yisrael, you know, until other ones who say they were Jews came into, but all those things being as they be, let's move forward in the glory of His Divine Majesty. From there, it spread to Jewish Judaic communities all over the world, gradually gaining acceptance as an integral part of the Friday evening service for the Kabbalat Shabbat. However popular it became, it is not considered obligatory. The non-obligatory status is still reflected in a practice followed in many congregations and many communities of conducting this part of the service from the bima, where the Torah is read, and not from the podium or what is known as the Amud, where prayers in the Mikorah, the Knesset, the synagogue, the gathering, the assembly are conducted. There are even communities where local traditions, they dictate that the prayer leader, the Chozen, does not put on a talit for Kabbalat Shabbat. This, in effect, it stresses and emphasizes the same point. And if we may say, even here on the ear and in the eye for the TJIF, although many times we seek to at least go through the general order of the Kabbalat Shabbat, depends on the schedule and what it is that we have to bring forward in season and out of season, more or less of that particular order, you know, especially with the Psalms. But here. The idiom, the Hebraic idiom, Kabbalat Shabbat, has two distinct connotations. One implies welcoming, the Kabbalat. The other implies acceptance. Now, we see Afro-Semitically also the Kabbalah, Kabbalah, receiving, the sense of receiving. In the halakhic literature, the halakha is like the trad, you know, of how we walk this out, the trad halakha. It is the latter connotation that is dominant, the sense of acceptance. Just as on a fast day, one could, quote, accept, end quote, the fast earlier than the time, than the eye was set for its obligatory commencement by declaring it to be in effect for oneself from that moment on. So a person could declare word, sound, and power, declare even before sundown that for him, Ha Shabbat, the Sabbath, has begun. Any statement that takes note of the start of HaShabbat, this constitutes its acceptance, its Kabbalat, its reception, its welcoming. This is the moment of Kabbalat Shabbat. That is what the sages, the Rebban, they meant by Kabbalat Shabbat when they used these words in ruling that the saying of Barku or Borku, bless you all, Barku, Borku, at the start of the evening service, constituted the precise moment when one accepted Ha Shabbat, accepted the Sabbath, accepted the rest. From that moment on, all walk, all work was forbidden or verboten, even if the sun had not yet set. When it became customary to preface Ma'ariv, the evening service with Psalm 92. A psalm, a song for the Sabbath day is what is found in the superscription. A song, a psalm, chant, a song, a shir for the Sabbath day. This became the moment of Kabbalat Shabbat. For the woman, for the daughters of Zion, the woman who lights the Shabbat candles, who lights the Shabbat lights. It is customary that act marks the acceptance of HaShabbat. Ever since Kabbalat Shabbat became the title to a section of prayers that consists of songs and hymns welcoming HaShabbat, welcoming the Sabbath, it is the connotation of welcome that has become the more established idea. The Kabbalat Shabbat service, it consists of three distinct components. One, a series of six psalms for the 6 days of the week, beginning with Psalm 95 to Psalm 99 and Psalm 29, followed by a short mystical or Kabbalistic poem, the poem known as the Anna B'Koach. Secondarily, the hymn Lecha Dodi, come my friend, come my beloved, Lecha Dodi. Thirdly, Psalm 92, a psalm, a mizmor, a song, a shir for Yom HaShabbat, for the Sabbath day, and the Friday evening psalm, Psalm 93. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom,
Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Psalm 95. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest, my rest, my rest, my rest, my rest, my rest, my rest. Psalm 96. O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice, before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth, 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 with his truth. Psalm 97. The Lord reigneth, let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him, righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him, and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlighten the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth, thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints, he delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Life is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness, his holiness. His holiness, his holiness, his holiness. Psalm 98. O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation, his righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise, and rejoice, and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a psalm, with trumpets and sound of cornet, make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands, let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity. Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity, thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name, they called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar, they kept his testimonies, and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answeredst them, O Lord our God, thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their invention. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill. For the Lord our God is holy. 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 Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forests, and in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood, yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. 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 Thank you.
Kabbalat Shabbat, Kabbalat Shabbat, welcoming HaShabbat, welcoming the Sabbath, the six Psalms, the Kabbalat Shabbat service, the Avodah. It consists of three distinct components, a series of six Psalms, beginning with Psalm 95 to Psalm 99 and Psalm 29, followed by a short mystical poem, the Ana B'Koach. Secondarily, the hymn, Lekha Dodi, come my friend, Lekha, trod Dodi, trod my beloved, trod my friend, come my friend. And thirdly, Psalm 92, superscribed a mizmor, a psalm, a chant, an intonation, a shir, a song for Yom HaShabbat, for the Sabbath day, and the Friday evening psalm, Psalm 93. So what are the six psalms? Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, hear, hear for what is known and called the Kabbalat Shabbat, the six psalms. The custom of reciting, of chanting six psalms before the hymn of Lekha Dodi, come, try, Lekha Dodi, Dodi, my friend, my beloved. That is the heart of this avoda, this service. This is ascribed to Rebbe Moshe Cordovero, 1522 to 1570. Although there is some dispute, some say it was much older, from the time of the Yehudi, the black Jews, the black and the brown Jews of Europa, of Europe, prior to 1492. But this Kabbalat Shabbat hymn, Lekha Dodi, is ascribed to Rabbi Moshe Cordovero, 1522 to 1570. The first of these psalms begin with the words, Lekhu niranena l'Adonai, Lekhu, Lekhu niranena l'Adonai, l'ranena l'Yahuwah. Come, let us, Micah and I, sing before Jehovah. The six psalms, they all express the theme of Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God's sovereignty, and symbolize the six working days of the week, the six working days of the Shabuah, of the seven, of the strong. For each day we say a mizmor, a psalm, a chant, an intonation that acknowledges Ha-El as Melech, as king, as Negus, even as Negus Neges, and ruler of the universe, ruler of the universe, universal ruler. A psalm, a mizmor, for the seventh day is said right after the Lekha Dodi, after the come, my friend, come, my beloved, my lover. There is a view that the recitation of six psalms before the start of HaShabbat, the Sabbath, can be traced back to the 9th century CE, the 9th century of what they call the Christian era, the AD time, Anno Domini. According to this view, the recitation of six psalms, not necessarily the same ones that I say today, this was instituted in Babylonia, in Babylon, with the black Jews of the Babylonian during this time to commemorate the long and discontinued practice of blowing six shofar, rams, horn, blasts to signal the approaching Shabbat, the Senvet Ken, the Sabbath day. This would be done at regular interviews every Friday afternoon during the days of HaHekal, during the days of the temple, according to Shabbat 35b. The last of the six psalms, Psalm 29, which is superscribed Mizmor LeDavid, Mizmor LeDavid, Psalm of David, has special symbolic significance. The Talmud, the ancient teaching, suggests a connection between this mizmor, this psalm, and the Amidah, the standing prayer, the Amidah. The reason that the weekday Amidah was first organized around 18 berkot, blessing, barakas, and the Shabbat Amidah around 7 barakot, or brachas, blessing, was to relate it to the psalm, to the mizmor, where Ha Elohim's name, the true good, the true God, Ha Kadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, Baruch Hashem, blessed be the name, where Elohim's name is mentioned, where the Hashem is mentioned, the name is mentioned 18 times, while the phrase Kol Adonai, Kol Yahuwah, voice of Adonai, Adonai, is used 7 times, according to Barakot 28b, 29a. The Talmud, the ancient teaching, also suggests that this mizmor, this psalm, contains an allusion to the order and theme of the first three barakot, blessings, first three barakas in the Amida, according to Megillah 17b. This mizmor, this psalm, this chant, this intonation's symbolic association with the weekday, the Shavua, the strong, and the Shabbat Amida, the Sabbath Amida, standing prayer, may explain why it was chosen to mark the transition from the weekday, from the Shabuah, to the Shabbat, to the Sabbath, and why it became customary to stand or rise, to stand while saying it. A short prayer of the mystics, the Ana Bekoach, was appended to Psalm 29 by the Kabbalist. The prayer is ascribed to a 2nd century Talmudic sage, Nehunya ben HaKana. It mentions 7 designations for the names, the Shemot of Elohim, the names of the true good, the names of the true God. Nora, Nora, awesome one. Nora, terrible one. Nora, dreadful one,
dreadful one.
Nora,
dreadful one.
Nora, Gibor, mighty one. Gibor, mighty one. Gibor,
Gibor.
Hasin, almighty. Hasin, almighty. Hasin,
Hasin, Hasin.
Kadosh, Isla one. Kadosh, holy one. Kadosh, set apart one. Kadosh,
Kadosh.
Yahid, one and only. Yahid, one and only. Yahid.
Yahid.
Gaeh. Gaeh. Exalted one. Gaeh. Exalted one. Gaeh.
Gaeh. Gaeh. Gaeh.
Yodeya. Ta'alumot. Yodeya.
Ta'alumot.
Knower of inmost thoughts. Yodeya. Ta'alumot. Knower of the innermost, of the innocent, the thoughts within. Yodeya. Ta'alumot. These designations are said to correspond to the 7 voices,
voices,
the 7 voices of Elohim, the true good, the true God, mentioned in Psalm 29. Furthermore, this prayer contains 42 words. This prayer contains 42 words, 42 devarim, words that correspond to a composite name of Elohim, a phrase consisting of 42 letters that was once used as a substitute for the tetragrammaton, for the Yod-Heh, Weh-Heh, Yah-Heh, Weh-Heh, according to Kedushin 71a. That name and its meaning, some say, are unknown to us, or many of us, today. The 6 Psalms for the Kabbalat Shabbat,
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 Shabbat.
I'll say give unto
Rastafari,
O Almighty,
give unto
Rastafari,
glory and strength.
Give unto
Rastafari
the glory
due unto
his name.
Worship
Rastafari
and
beauty
of holiness.
The voice
of Rastafari
is upon
the waters,
the voice
of
Rastafari
thundering.
Rastafari
is upon
many
waters,
the voice
of Rastafari
is full
of
power,
the voice
of
Rastafari
is full
of
majesty.
More love
and
more honesty.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, an exalted power to the lion, in his divine being to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, himself.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Anna Bekoach, we beg thee, Anna, Anna Bekoach, Gedulata Yemin Katir Zerura, with the strength and greatness of thy right arm, Gedulata Yemin Katir Zerura, untangle our united fate, Aver Arina Ta Amika, accept your people, thy people's song. Kaver Arina Ta Amika Zangaveid, Zangaveid, Zangaveid Kahreinu Nora, Nora. Elevate and purify us. Zangaveid, Zangaveid, Zangaveid Kahreinu. Elevate and purify I and I. Nora, Nora. Awesome one, dreaded one, dreaded one. Awesome one. Na Gibor, please. Heroic one, mighty one. Na Gibor. Dorshea Yehudeka, those who pursue your uniqueness. Kubavata Shamrei, guard them as the pupil of the eye. Kubavat Shamrei, Barchem, Taharem, Rachemei, Sidkateka Tamida Zamlein, bless them. May your righteousness always reward, them. Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvika, powerful and holy and Isla One, in goodness lead your flock, Yachida Ge'e Le'amika B'ne Zokhreya Kedushateka, unique and proud one, to your people turn, Zokhre. Those who remember Kedushateka, your holiness, your islandness, your set apartness. Show Atenu Kavel, accept our cry. Show Atenu Kavel, accept our cries. Ushma. And hear our screams, accept our cries, our shout outs. Show Aden, Kavya Ushima, Ushaik Aden, Yodea Ta Elumot, O Noah of mysteries, of secrets, Yodea Ta Elumot. Baruch Shem Kovod Malkuto Le'olam Oed. Blessed is the name of His Majesty, of His noble kingdom, for ever and ever.
Thank you.
Send bet salam. Send bet salam. Send bet salam.
Send bet salam.
Sabbath peace. Sabbath safety. Send bet peace. Rest safely. Rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in Him. Salam.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice.
Lecha dodi, dodi, dodi. Lecha dodi, likrat atala. Tene Shabbat, nikapala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath greet. Lecha dodi, likrat atala. Tene Shabbat, nikapala. To be repeated after each stanza. Lika todi likrati atala bne shabati nikapala. Keep and remember were fused in one word when the voice divine Ivine at Sinai Sinai was heard. Wa echad ushmo echad echad wa hi bi Jehovah yihya chaja echad ushmo echad. Our Jehovah is one, and one is His name. His name, His name. Yahuwa echad, ushmo echad. L'tshem u'ulati areta w'tehila. In Him is our glory, in Him our fame, Ayinai fame. L'kad odi l'krati akala, b'nei shabati l'kavala. Oh, come, let us make Ayinai meet the Queen of Days. The Sabbath HaShabbat yield to joy in all her ways. The last of Elohim's walk, but first in His design. The Sabbath HaShabbat foreshadows blessing, baraka, divine. Blessings I vine. Lekha dodi likrati akala, b'nei shabbati nikabala. Thou holy city, Isla city, thou shrine of HaMelech, of the king, of the Nehus, even Nehus and the guests. Enough of thy grieving. Come now and sing. Yahuwah Jehovah will redeem thee, I. Lift up thy face. Yahuwah Jehovah will restore thee, I, again, to His grace. Lecha dodi likrati akala. Bnei shabbati nikapala. Shake off thy dust and arise from the mire. Come and bedeck thee, I, in festive attire. Thy redemption is near, thy weeping let cease. Yahuwah Jehovah will fulfill thy yearnings for peace. Lecha dodi likrati akala, b'nei shabbati nikabala. Arise, O arise, for come is thy light. The darkness is lifted, born is the night. Awake, awake, sing the song of the free. See all thy homeless returning to thee. Lecha dodi likrati akala, b'nei shabbati nikabala. Why art thou downcast? Why dost thou moan? Yahuwah Jehovah His glory upon thee I has shown. Thy foes He vanquished, thy foes He vaunted, He humbled their pride. Elo Hayik, the I Elohim has loved thee I as bridegroom his bride. Lecha dodi likrati akala, b'nei shabbati nikabala. In freeness renewed again thou wilt thrive. Thy land will blossom, thy youth will revive. El Elohim, thee sweet, I and I know, and ever acclaim, chanting our praises, I and I eyes to His holy, His Isla name. Lecha dodi likrati akala, b'nei shabbati nikabala. We, I and I, greet thee, I, O Sabbath, O Shabbat, O Sinbetoi, crowned by Adonai, Rastafari. We, I and I, hail thee, I, rejoicing in common accord. We, I and I, are the faithful who bask in thy light. We, I and I, welcome thy day. We, I and I, welcome thy night. Lekha dodi alikrati kala Bene shabati nikabala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath HaShabbat, the Senbet greet.
So I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, to the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready, my name ready, my name ready.
Bemez Mordawi, Jetinahule. Besama Abba, well, women, first Kadu, Sahadu, Amla, Amen. Kibber the Kalu, Kibber the Tilsu, Kibber the Haile, Kibber the Selamawi. Ja, Rastafari. I judge your way on with. I judge your way on with. Hey, send Bethlehem, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah. A good thing, giving thanks and praises to the Most High, Jah Rastafari, on the psaltery, playing on the 10 string, showing love and kindness, morning till night, yeah, the brutish man will never know, neither does the fool overstand his soul. Jah has made us triumph by the workings of our hands, work and deep thought is the purpose and a plan, hey, aha. Send Bethlehem, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. And still, send Bethlehem, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. When the wicked grow like the grass, workers of their iniquity hate the righteous path. Rastafari scatter them like sand amidst the shore. Enemies perish when God's on high forevermore. But my heart shall you exalt like the horn of Africa. And I will be anointed with fresh oil, with fresh oil. Bethlehem, Shabbat Shalom. Song for the days of rest, well, inside your home. And still, send Bethlehem, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, well, oh well.
Balance with spiritual light, Rasta are Israelite.
where Babylon be like, trying to cut the branch, please let it grow out. The roots of David, he could only be so. Got to take it easy, please take it slow. Hey, send back salam, Shabbat shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah. Inside your home, send back salam, Shabbat shalom. And better the im negere Yehuda Machaber, line of Judah Society, LOJS. Yeah! The bar we highly stand. Adjaja way away. Adjaja way.
It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth the fool understand it. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock. There is no unrighteousness in 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 unrighteousness in
מזמור שיר ליום השבת. טוב להודות לאדוני ולזמר לשמך עליון, להגיד בבוקר חסדך ואמונתך בלילות. עלי עשור ועלי נבל, עלי היגיון וכינור. ושמחתני אדוני בפועלך, ומעשה ידיך ארנן. מה גדלו מעשיך, אדוני, מאוד עמקו מחשבותיך. איש בער לא ידע, וכסיל לא יבין את זאת. בפרוח רשעים כמו עשב, ויציצו כל פועלי אבן, להישמדם עד עד, ואתה מרום לעולם אדוני. כי הנה אויביך אדוני, כי הנה אויביך יובדו, יתפרדו כל פועלי אבן. בתרם תראם קרני, בלותי בשמן רענן, ותבט עיני בשורי, וקמים עלי מרעים, תשמענה אוזני. צדיקת תמר יפרח, וארז בלבנון יסגה, שתולים בבית אדוני, וחצרות אלוהינו יפריחו. עוד ינובון בשיבה, דשנים ורעננים יהיו. להגיד כי ישר אדוני, צורי ולא עוולת בו.
With majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever.
מזמור צד גימל. אדוני מלאך גאות לבש, לבש אדוני עוז התעזר, אף תיקון תבל בל תמות. נכון כסאך מאז, מעולם אתה. נשאו נהרות אדוני, נשאו נהרות קולם, יישאו נהרות דוח ים. מקולות מים רבים, אדירים משברי ים, אדיר במרום אדוני. עדותיך נאמנו מאוד, לביתך נאבה קודש, אדוני לאורך ימים.
مزمور زتنا هولد بك النف زتنا سوست بسم بسكن يمسقانا مزمور اكزيابير نقسة كبرن ملبسة اكزيابير هايلن لبسة حاد تكم عالمن اندهتنا وطاتن زوفاني كتن تجمرو يتزقات جنو انتم كزل عالمن عبيتو ونزوش كف كف عدربو ونزوش كالو تشاتشون كف كف عدربو ከብዙ ውሆች ድምጽ ከባህርም ታላቅ ሞገድ ይልቅ እግዚአብሔር በከፍታው ድንቅ ነው። ምስክርህ እጅግ የታመነ ነው። አቤቱ እስከ ረጅም ዘመን ድረስ ለቤትህ ቅድስና ይገባል። ቅድስና ይገባል።
Shabbat shalom, send it
shalom.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom family, Shabbat shalom TJIF right here, thank Jah, Rastafari, Shabbat Eve, right here, here, here. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, the Ethiopian Hebrews, that's the order of Melchizedek. We have Psalm 88, come again, Psalm 88. Here, Dubwise, here, Colonel Campbell, hail up to Colonel Campbell here,
on the Keep On Pushing. So hear this. Yes, I. Stay tuned, stay tuned.
Just keep on pushing. Brother, open your mind and just don't let them leave us behind. You can stop right now and tell your brother part. It's the only decent thing to do. Cause the main thing in life is to surrender your heart. Let's live as one people. Well, love.
My salvation, I have cried day and night before thee. Let my prayer come before thee. Incline thine ear unto my cry. For my soul is full of troubles, and my life draweth nigh unto the grave. I am counted with them that go down into the pit. I am as a man that hath no strength. Free among the dead, like the slain that lie in the grave, whom thou rememberest no more. They are cut off from thy hand. Thou hast laid me in the lowest pit, in darkness, in the deeps. Thy wrath lieth hard upon me, and thou hast afflicted me with all thy waves. Selah. Thou hast put away mine acquaintance far from me. Thou hast made me an abomination unto them. I am shut up, and I cannot come forth. Mine eye mourneth by reason of affliction. Lord, I have called daily upon thee. I have stretched out my hands unto thee. Wilt thou show wonders to the dead? Shall the dead arise and praise thee? Selah. Shall thy loving kindness be declared in the grave, or thy faithfulness in destruction? Shall thy wonders be known in the dark, and thy righteousness in the land of forgetfulness? But unto thee have I cried, O Lord, and in the morning shall my prayer prevent thee. Lord, why castest thou off my soul? Why hidest thou thy face from me? I am afflicted and ready to die from my youth up. While I suffer thy terrors, I am distracted. Thy fierce wrath goeth over me. Thy terrors have cut me off. They came round about me daily like water. They compassed me about together. Lover and friend hast thou put far from me, and mine acquaintance into dark, into dark, into dark, into dark, into dark, into dark.
Legashun, Agarashu, Memeles, Memelegashun, Zengashwe, Ethiopia Menosh, you know. But who want the next verse with Amaric? But who want the next verse with Amaric in another language? Because we want a song for you.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
مزمور ثمانية سبات بقلنس ثمانية سبات يقوري لجوت يمسقانا مزمور لمزمران عليك عبا محلات لمزمر يزرائيل عويو يأمان تمهر عبيتو يمدهاني تياملاك بقلننا بلليت بسي تهكو قلو تي ودسي تهتقبع جورو هنم ودجوه تيازمبر نفسي مكران تقبان لكنا ሕይወቴም ወደ ሲኦል ቀርባለችና ወደ ጉድጓድ ከሚወርዱ ጋር ተቆጣ ረዳትም እንደሌለው ሰው ሆኖ ለዘላለም እንደማታስባቸው እንደተገደሉና በመቃብር ውስጥ እንደተጣሉ በሙታን ውስጥ እንዳሉ የተጣሉ ሆኖ እነርሱም ከጅህ ተለዩ በጨለማና በሞት ጥላ ውስጥ በታችኛው ጉድጓድ አስቀመጥ በኔ ላይ ቁጣህ ጸና መቅሰፍትህን ሁሉ በኔ ላይ አመጣ የሚያውቁኝን ከኔ አራቅ በእነርሱ ዘንድ ርኩስ አደረግከኝ ያዙኝ መውጫም የለኝ ዓይኖቼም በመከራ ፈዘዙ አቤቱ ሁልጊዜ ወደ አንተ ጮህ እጆቼንም ወደ አንተ ዘረጋ በውኑ ለሙታን ታምራትን ታደርጋለህን የሞቱትስ ተነስተው ያመሰግኑሃልን በመቃብር ውስጥ ቸርነትህን እውነትህንስ በጥፋት ስፍራ ይናገራሉን ታምራትህ በጨለማ ጽድቅህም በመርሳት ምድር ትታወቃለችን አቤቱ እኔ ግን ወደ አንተ ጮህ በጠዋት ጸሎቴ ወደ ፊትህ ትደርሳለች አቤቱ ነፍሴን ለምን ትጥላለች ፊትህንስ ከእኔ ለምን ትሰውራለች እኔ ከታናሽነቴ ችግረኛ ለሞት የቀረብኩ ነኝ ከፍ ከፍ ካልሁ በኋላ ግን ተዋረድ ተናቅኩ መቅሰፍትህ በላይ አለፈ ግርማህም አስደነገጠ ሁል ጊዜ እንደ ውሃ ከበቡኝ በአንድነትም ያዙኝ ወዳጄንና ባልንጀራዬን ዘመዶቼንም ከመከራ የተነሳ ከኔ አራቅ
Stop.
forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Ye egziabi herin redata le magnet ye karve lemena. A ask, a petition. A petition presented. Ye egziabi herin redata le magnet ye karve lemena. A ask, a petition. A petition presented to find the help, the assistance of Egeziaviher, of the sustainer, the good, the excellent of, the excellent father, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. And here, after the order of Melchizedek, the righteous king, Germawi, Haile Selassie. Yes, I. And here, from the authorized, revised, and Horic Bible, the book of the seven seals of his divine majesty, weep not, behold, the line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. So here we have Mezmor Samanya Semint, Psalm 88. Here, Yekore Lejoch, Yemiskana Mezmor, Le Mezemarana Leka, Be Machelat, Le Mezemer, Ye Yisraelawiwa, Ye Eman Timherit. Superscription first, comparing, contrasting side by side the HSV, the Halitosi version, with the KJV, the King James Version, the English. We have a song, or psalm, for the sons of Korah. Ye Korei Lejoch, Ye Miskana Mezmor. Now here in the Royal Amharic, it has Ye Miskana, thanks, praises. Ye of Miskana, thanks and praises. Mezmor, a chant, a vocal chant, a vocal intonation, word, sound, power of Miskana. Miskana, thanks, thanksgiving, thanks, praises, equivalent of the Hebrew Toda. But here in the Hebrew, in the Sefer Tehillim, we have a shir, mizmor. And now, according to the teachings, as we had explained before, and just to share this right here again, as this is the first word, since we get a good foundation, we have shir. Shir is a song, a shir, and also a mezmor. So it says shir, mezmor. Here we have a superscription for mizmor. Pei Chet, the 88th Psalm, Psalm LXXXVIII, which is seen a cry from the depths, a petition, a ask to be saved from death. The whole of this mizmor, this psalm, this chant, is said to be enshrouded in gloom. And in this respect, respectfully speaking, it differs from the other such psalms as Psalm 7, Psalm 22 and Psalm 31, which tell of bitter personal suffering. It said that no gleam of light or hope breaks through this plaint, this complaint, this ask, this limina, this sha'al, this ask here, this psalm. The author prays for relief without any mention of its coming or even its expectation. Author praying for relief without any mention of its coming or even its expectation. Now, the Targum explains that the Mezmor Samanya Semint, today's daily song, as relating to Israel, to Jah people in captivity. And this is similarly interpreted by other scholars, rabbinical and otherwise, such as even Rashi. But the intense personal note is too evident to be missed. So this psalm to be taken also personally. The Mezmor, Samanya Semint, the 88th psalm, is written with the very heart's blood of the poet. Who the sufferer was cannot be determined, but from the account of his misery, he appears to have been smitten, some say early in life, by dreadful ailment, some say perhaps leprosy, which caused him to be shunned by all and made his existence a living death. So we have today's daily psalm according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, we have Psalm 88, Mezmore Dawit, Samanya Semint. Megai and I begin. Besimaab, Wewelid, Wemenfes, Kadus, Ahadu, Amlak. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the one source, in the Jemralin, we begin. And Degana, again, with a superscription, Yekore Lejoch, Yemiskana, Mezmor. Of the sons of Korah, the children of Korah, the sons of Korah, a psalm of praise, a psalm of miskana. Le mezemarana leka, be mahilata le mezemer. For the chief musician, be mahilat, on the mahilat, La Mezamer, to be chanted on the Mahalat. The Mahalat, La Mezamer. The English reads here, a song or psalm for the sons of Korah to the chief musician upon Mahalat Le'anot. Le'anot. So in the Hebrew, Allah Mahalata Le'anot. Le'anot. Which is interpreted as sickness to afflict. It's a maskil. A maskil. Maskil of Haman. Ha Ezrahi. Of Haman the Ezrahite. Here in the world of Hark. Superscription we have Yeh Yisraelawiu Yeheman Timharit. So bringing out the sense of Masakil, Masakil, as a Timharit, as a teaching. Now for I and I fellow Dekamezamorit, fellow disciples of the King of Kings Christ, and I and I, it's important to note that there are other psalms which are also called Maskil, Masakil. Some say that the Hebrew term masakil is somewhat uncertain, and the word is derived from sakal, sakal, a verb meaning to be prudent, to be wise, to be circumspect. Various options have been given, a contemplative song, a song imparting moral wisdom, a skillful or well-written psalm or composition. This term masakil, maskil, might be read as maschil, but really the Hebraic is masakil, masakil. This term occurs in the superscription of Psalms 32. 42, 44, 45, Psalms 52 to 55, Psalm 74, 78, today's daily psalm, Psalm 88, Psalm 89, and Psalm 142, as well as in Psalm 47, Psalm 47 and 7. It may be duly noted in Psalm 47 and 7, which reads, for God, the English KJV says, for God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye, sing your praises, praises, Isis. Sing your praises with understanding, with understanding, with understanding. For God, ki melek kol ha aretz Elohim. Zamru masakil, zamru. Sing praises, chant Isis, Zamru, chant Mezmur, Zamru, Masakil, chant Isis, with understanding, understanding, with overstanding, yes, I. So we have Maskil, Maskil here in the superscription from the HSV, the Haile Selassie version. Here, it reading, Yeh Yisraelawiu, Yeh Eman Timharit. So we have Timharit. Give us the Masakil of His Divine Majesty. Give us the Timaharit, the teaching. Give us a Maskil. Give us a Maskil, the understanding, the understanding, the overstanding, the teaching. So we have this brought out in the Royal Amharic here as Timaharit. Timaharit, the teaching. Give us the teaching of His Majesty. So here, make I and I ride up. Today's daily psalm is Mura Dawit, Samanya Cement. Samanya Cement, the 88th psalm. Ye korel joch, ye miskana mezmur, le mezamrana leka, be mahilata le mezamer, ye yisraelawiu, ye emana timharit. A song or psalm for the sons of Korah, to the chief musician, upon mahilata le anot, maskil of Haman ha Ezrahi, of Haman the Ezrahite. Kuter and, verse 1. Ade tu ye medhanite amlak bek enana belelit befite. O Lord God of my salvation, I have cried day and night before thee. I ade tu, I father's father, father of the house. Ye medhanite amlak, ye medhanite of my salvation, of my medicine. Ye medhanite amlak, the source of my salvation. Ye medhanete amlak, bek enana belelit befite, chohu, bek enana belelit, in the day and in the night, befite, befite, in your face, before the eye, in your presence, in your perception, chohu, chohu, I have cried, I have shouted, I have called out, chohu, kuter hulet, verse 2. Tselote, what if ite tigba? Let may my prayer come before the eye. Selote, wodefiteh tigba. Wodefiteh, to your presence, to your perception. Wodefiteh tigba. Jorohinim, and your ear. Jorohinim, and your ear. Wodefiteh, to my cry, to my calling out, to my shouting, to my roaring. Azenbil, azenbil. Incline your ear, Jerohinim, incline thine ear to my cry, to my shout, to my call. Kuter source, verse 3. Nefse mekarana tegvalechina, hewate mawodesiola kervalechina, for my soul, nefse, my psyche. Nefse, mekran, mekra, trouble, tribulation, mekran, tegvalechina is full, is satisfied, for she is satisfied, for my soul is satisfied, is full of troubles, is satisfied of trials and tribulations. Nefse, mekran, tegvalechina, hiwetem, and my life, hiwetem, and my life, hiwetem, awodesiol, to Seol, to the, here KJV translates, and my life draweth neah, to the grave. But as the Hebrew, we have the Sheol, we have Lishol, Wichayaya Lishol, Higiu, is plagued to the anti-repatriation state, to the underworld, the Sheol, the Hebrew Hades, the Duat, the underworld, the anti-repatriation state, or the Sheol, and my life draweth nigh to the grave, to the underworld, the Sheol, to that subconscious, that fallen state, that sunken place. Hayuatem, what a Sheol, Karvalechna, Kuter Arat, verse 4. What a good God, come you are Dugara, te Quaterhu. What a good God, come you are Dugara, te Quaterhu. Redatim and Delelo, so Honhu. I am counted, te Quaterhu. I am counted with them that go down into the pit. What a good God. To the pit, what a good God. Kamiwar dugar, with those who descend. What a good God. Kamiwar dugar, to those who descend to the pit. Tekwataruhu. I am counted as one in their number. Redatim. Help, assistance. Redatim in the laylo. As one that does not have soul. A man that does not have redat. Help, assistance, strength. Redatim in the laylo. So honhu. And I am as a man that hath no strength. It is interesting just to note in the Hebrew that brought out this verse says, Hayiti kagavera ena eyal hayale, one who does not have hayal, ayale, strength, kuter amist, verse 5. Lezalalem in the matas bacho. Lezalalem in the matasbacho, in the tegedeluna, the mekaver wista, in the tetalu, kamutan wista in dalu, yetetal huhonhu, and arsuma kaijihi talayu, free among the dead, like the slain that lay in the grave. Lezalalem in the matasbacho, forever, those who the eye will not think about anymore. Those who the eye does not consider think about anymore, who you remember is no more. Lezalalem in the matasibacho, in the tegedelu nas, like the slain, the mekaver wist. Here it has the mekaver, here the mekaver, or the kever in the Hebrew, the kever, the grave. The mekaber wista in the tetalu, as those who are cast, who are thrown down into the grave. Be mutano wist. Amongst the mutan, metim, amongst the dead, the mutan, wista and alu, yetet alhu honhu. Amongst the dead, the mutan, the metim. The Hebrew says ba metim, hafshi, free among the dead here in the Royal Amharic. The mutan, wista, amongst the mutan, the dead ones, in dalu, as amongst the dead one, yetet alhu honhu, I have become as one who was cast down, who been thrown down, yetet alhu honhu, and arsum, and they, and arsu, they, and arsum, and they, ka'ijih, from your hand, ka'ijih, telei, they are separated from your hand. Or the KJV has, free among the dead, like the slain that lie in the grave, whom thou rememberest no more, and they are cut off from thy hand. Kuter Sedis, verse 6. Bechelamana bemota tilawist, betachinya wa gurguad asak emet hang. Thou, the eye, has laid I, in the lowest pit, in darkness, in the deeps. Bechelama, in darkness, disillumination, bechelamana, and bemota tilawist here has bemot tila, the salmawet, the shadow of death, bemota tila. whist within the moat. Des tila, des shadow, be motila whist, be touching yao good guard in the lowest pit. Asak emet hang. You have caused I to be set, you've caused I to be seated in the lowest, be touching yao good guard, ask emet hang. Kutar sabat, verse 7. Benelai kutah senna make a sefetahin hulu benelai ameta thy wrath, thy wrathedness, thy anger kutah lieth hard upon I benelai upon I upon inne benelai kutah senna thy anger, thy wrath is firm senna make a sefetahin hulu benelai ameta. And thou hast afflicted I with all thy waves. Here the Hebrew brings out the breakers right here. But in the Royal Amharic, what we have right here is the Mekhsefetahin, thy plagues, chastisement, thy plagues, all of them, but in they lie against I, Ameta, the I, male, has brought them. And here we have in the Hebraica, Selah, pause. Kut el cement, verse 8. Yemiyau kunyina kene arake, bener suzena rikusa deregahin, yazunye maut am yelenyum. Thou, the eye, has put away mine acquaintance far from I. Yemiyau kunyin, and those who know I. Yemiyau kunyin, and those who know I kane, ka inne, ka from inne, from I, ka inne. Yemiyau kunyin na ka inne, arakis, you have caused them to be far. Ben ar suzena rikusa de regahin, thou hast put away mine acquaintance, those who know I far from I, and thou hast made me an abomination to them. Benar Suzen to them, Rukus Adaragahin, made me cheap of no value, an abomination to them. Yazun, it has seized I, they have seized I. Yazun, Mocham, Yelenyim, I am shut up. Yazun. And I cannot come forth. Mocham yelenyim. And the exit, the mocham, yazun, they have seized thy. Mocham, and the coming forth, yelenyim, there's no exit. I cannot come forth. There's no exit for I. Kuter zeteng, verse 9. Aino chim be mekraf ezazu abetu. Hul gizeya wad ante chohuhu. Mine eye mourneth by reason of affliction. I know che. My eyes, I know chim, and my eyes, and as of my eyes, I know chim. Bemekra, by reason of affliction, the same word for trouble and trial and tribulation. Bemekra, fezezu. Mine eyes are blurry. Bish, fezezu. Afflicted mourners are blurry by reason of affliction. Abetu. My father is father, O father of the house. Abetu. Hulgizeh, what ante chohu. Lord, I have called always. KJV says called daily. Hulgizeh, all gizeh, the time. Hulgizeh, always, all the time. Hulgizeh, whether towards ante, the I male. Ante, whether ante, hulgizeh, whether ante chohu. Ejochenim, and my hands, ejochenim, whether ante to the I male. Zeregahu. Zeregahu, I have stretched out, Zeregahu, I've stretched out my hands to the eye, male. Kutel Aser, verse 10. Bewunnu, lemutana ta amrata ta dergalehin, yemo tutissa tenesto, yamesegernu halin. Will thou shoot wonders to the dead? Bewunnu, for real, for true. Bewunnu, really? Bewunnu lemutana, for the dead, lemutan, for the mutan. Lemutana ta'amrat, amazing deeds. Ta'amrat ta'dargalehin, ta'dargalehin. Bewunnu lemutan ta'amrat ta'dargalehin. Yemotutis tenesto yamesek benuhalin. Shall the dead Yeah, Motutis, Motutis, Motut, the dead ones. Yeah, Motutissa, and as the dead ones. Yeah, Motutis, Tenesto, Tenesto, rising up. Yamesag Nuhale, to praise, to give you Miskana, to give the eye mail Miskana. Sela, pause. Kutel Asra and verse 11. Bemek abrista wista chernetehin. Uanetehinissa bet fata sifra inagaralun. Shall thy loving kindness be declared in the grave? Be mekabaris, mekabar, the grave, the mekabar, the dug-out place, the grave. Be mekabaris, the wust in the grave, chernetehin, chernetehin, the eyes generosity, the eyes chernet, chernet, the eyes goodness, chernetehin, the eyes generosity, open-handedness. Ilnetihinis, and the eyes objective reality, and the eyes truth. Ilnetihinis, bet fat, place of destruction, destruction sifra, bet fat sifra, in the place of destruction, inagralun, inagralun, all thy faithfulness in destruction, all thy faithfulness in destruction. Here we have in the Hebrew the Avadon, the Avadon, the Avadon, the Avadon. Emunatika, the Avadon, the Avadon, the Avadon. In Avadon, the Tifat Sifra, the place of destruction. Shall thy loving kindness, thy generosity, thy open handedness be declared in the grave? Or thy faithfulness, unetihinis, thy objective reality? But Tifat Sifra, in the place of destruction in Avadon and Abadon, inagralun. Inagralun, will it be spoken of? Will it be told? Kuter Asra Hulet, verse 12. Tamratih vechelema sidkehinema bemersata midara tetawek alechin. Tetawek alechin. Shall thy wonders be known? In the dark, tamratih vechelema. The eyes amazing. Amazing deeds, the eyes, deeds that require great gnosis and knowledge. Ta'amratih bechelema, in the disillumination. Bechelema, selema, bechelema, known in the dark. Sidkehinim, in thy righteousness. Sidkehinim, bemersata midar, bemersat, forgetfulness and forgetful midar, in a forgetful land, in a land of forgetfulness. Te'tawek alechin, shall she be known? Shall she be known, thy wonders in the dark, thy righteousness in the land of forgetfulness? Kutel Asra source, verse 13. Abetu, I father his father, father of the house. Abetu, inegina, what ante chohuhu. Bet wata elote, what if he tehe, tidar salech. But to the eye I have cried, I have shouted out. I have cried out. Abetu, inegin, what ante chohuhu. Bet watas elote wadefitehe tedarasalech. Abir to our father's father, father of the house. And in the morning, bet what in the morning, elote, my prayer wadefitehe to your face, to your presence, to your perception, tedarasalech, tedarasalech. Will reach, my prayer will reach to your perception, to your face before the eye. Yeah. Now here KJV says, but to thee I've cried, and this cry is not so much the boo-hoo-hoo cry, but to call out, to shout out, to call out, Abir to our father, father of the house, his father. In the morning, but what shall my prayer, says, prevent the eye? Shall my prayer come to meet? Shall my prayer come to meet the eye? Uvaboker, ubaboker, te filati, tik ademeka, in the Hebrew as tik ademeka, kedeme, kedeme. So almost like reach you, like go meet you, right? To kedeme the eye, tik ademeka, uvaboker, te filati, tik ademeka. Then Harik brings it out that bet what is elote wadefite tidarsalech. She shall my prayer shall reach the eye. Kutarasara arat, verse 14. Avetu nesin lemon titlale
Why art thou cast off, O my soul? Why are you, my psyche, lemon, titilale? Why you cast off? Why you cast down? Fitahinisa kane, lemon, atisorale? Why hidest? Why hidest thou thy face from me? Why hidest thou thy face from me? I bear to my soul. My soul, and here it says in the Royal Amharic, Nefsein, Abitu, speaking to he who be who he be, Nefsein, my psyche, my soul, lemon, titalale, why have you, the I, male, cast her, she, down, my soul, fitahinis, and your face, and your perception, kainne, from I, lemon, tisorale, why hidest thou, thy face, thy perception, from I, kutarasara, amist, verse 15, ine, Tanashinete, Chigrenya, Lemotim, ye, Rebhuning, Kef Kefakalu, Behalagin, Te Waredhu, Te Nakahum. I am afflicted and ready to die from my youth up. Inne, Ka Tanashinete, Chigrenya, Lemotim, ye, Rebhuning. While I suffer thy terrors, I am distracted. Kef kefakaluhu bechalagin te waredhu te nakahum. It's interesting what we have brought out right here in the Royal Amharic, and no doubt the Septuagint also reflects it here at the 15th verse. At the 15th verse, just to share a little bit of this right here, in as we compare and contrast. Right, with what you have heard right there, he says, I was afflicted and about to die, close to death, close to death. Here in the verse 15, Ine, I, katanashnete, from when I was small, tanash, katanashnete, chigrenya, chigrenya, I was afflicted, I was in trouble, chigr, suffered troubles, affliction, le motim, and to death, and for death, karebahuneng, and I was about to die, I was close to dying, since I've been small, is what he's saying. Poor I am, chigrenya, poor, troubles, poor, in problems and difficult because of poverty, poor I am, and in troubles from my youth, but being raised up high. He's saying, but being raised up high, kef kefa kalahu, kalahu, from being raised up high, bechwala, afterward, bechwala gin, however, afterward, tewareddehu, I was humble. Tewareduhu, I was humble. Tenakahum, and despised. Tenakahum, left desolate. I was despised. I was left desolate. Bringing that out as we compare and contrast with the KJV. I am afflicted and ready to die from my youth up. While I suffer thy terrors, I am distracted. This is how the KJV mo better. Poor I am, and in troubles from my youth, from being small. Being raised, but being raised up on high, from being raised up on high, I was humbled and left afflicted or left destitute. Kutar Asara Sidist, verse 16. Mekasafti, Belaye Alef, Goramahima Asa Denegatang, As Denegatang, thy fierce wrath goeth over me. Mekasafti. Belayi, upon I, Alefe, goes over I, Gurma, when we say Gurmawi, John Hoy is to say his divine majesty, his majesty. Gurma is an interesting word. Gurma is like amazing. It's amazing. It's amazement. Now, here we have brought out, just right here, brothers and sisters, says, upon I went your angers and your frightful, your amazing, your awesome. Here we have the sense of awesome. In that sense, it's awesome and awful. In that sense, awful. It's from the same root, but one would think of awful as sense being bad, but awesome as being good. Your frightful things, disturbed I. Gurmahim, your majesty. Gurmahim, asa denegatang, it caused me mental shock. Your majesty caused me mental shock. Mekasafetih, belaye alefe. Thy fierce wrath. He also the word used for the plagues and the punishment. The mekasafetih, belaye, over alefe, pass. Gurmahim, and your, thy majesty, asa denegatang, caused me to be in a mental state of shock.
Utarasarasabat. Verse 17. Hulgize hinda wuha kababunye beandanetima yazunye. They came round about me daily like waters. Hulgize all the time, always in the wuha. In the like wuha, 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 water. In the wuha kababun. They surrounded I, they encircled I, kababunye. The andanetim, and in oneness, and andanet, in oneness, and one, andanet, unity, the andanetim, and together, and in oneness, yazun, they seized I, they grabbed I, they laid hold on I, in unity, they came round about me daily like water, they compassed me about together. Kutar asara cement, verse 18. Wadajena valenjarayen, zemenochenim, lover and friend, wadajina balinjarayin. Here, wadajina, wadaje. It could be lover, but in a sense of friend. Wadajina, wadaje. Wadajina, friend and balinjaraye. Balinjaraye, one who has shared bread with neighbor. Balinjara, balinjarayin. One who is my neighbor, my bread companion. Friend and bread companion. Wadajina balinjarayin. Zemedoche nim. Zemedoche. One to our relatives. Zemedoche nim. And relatives. Kamekrayetenesa. Because of the trial, because of the tribulation. Due to the trial, due to the tribulations, the troubles. Kamekra yetenesa. Kaine arake. Kaine. From I. Arake. The I has caused them to be far. From
I
bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible.
مزمور 87 بقنف 88 የቆሬ ልጆች የምስጋና መዝሙር ለመዘምራን አለቃ በመሐላት ለመዘመር የእስራኤላዊው የኤማን ትምህርት አቤቱ የመድኃኒቴ አምላክ በቀንና በሌሊት በፊትህ ጮህ ጸሎቴ ወደ ፊትህ ትግባ ጆሮህንም ወደ ጮህት ያዘንብል ነፍሴ መከራን ጠግባለችና ሕይወቴም ወደ ሲኦል ቀርባለችና ወደ ጉድጓድ ከሚወርዱ ጋር ተቆጠሩ ረዳትም እንደሌለው ሰው ሆኑ ለዘላለም እንደማታስባቸው እንደተገደሉና በመቃብር ውስጥ እንደተጣሉ በሙታን ውስጥ እንዳሉ የተጣሉ ሆኑ እነርሱም ከጅህ ተለዩ በጨለማና በሞት ጥላ ውስጥ በታችኛው ጉድጓድ አስቀመጥ በኔ ላይ ቁጣ ጸና መቅሰፍትህን ሁሉ በኔ ላይ አመጣ የሚያውቁኝን ከኔ አራቅ በእነርሱ ዘንድ ርኩስ አደረግኸኝ ያዙኝ መውጫም የለኝ አይኖቼም በመከራ ፈዘዙ አቤቱ ሁልጊዜ ወደ አንተ ጮህ እጆቼንም ወደ አንተ ዘረጋ በውኑ ለሙታን ታምራትን ታደርጋለህን የሞቱትስ ተነስተው ያመሰግኑሃልን በመቃብር ውስጥ ቸርነትህን እውነትህንስ በጥፋት ስፍራ ይናገራሉን ታምራትህ በጨለማ ጽድቅህም በመርሳት ምድር ትታወቃለችን አቤቱ እኔ ግን ወደ አንተ ጮህ በጠዋት ጸሎቴ ወደ ፊትህ ትደርሳለች አቤቱ ነፍሴን ለምን ትጠላለህ ፊትህንስ ከኔ ለምን ትሰውራለህ እኔ ከታናሽነቴ ችግረኛ ለሞት የቀረብኩ ነኝ ከፍ ከፍ ካልሁ በኋላ ግን ተዋረድኩ ተናቅሁም መቅሰፍትህ በላይ አለፈ ግርማህም አስደነገጠኝ ሁል ጊዜ እንደ ውሃ ከበቡኝ በአንድነትም ያዙኝ ወዳጄንና ባልንጀራዬን ዘመዶቼንም ከመከራ የተነሳ ከኔ አራቅ
Evil, 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 evil
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the
מזמור פחת שיר מזמור לבני קורח למנצח על מחלת לענות משכיל להמן האזרחי אדוני אלוהי ישועתי יום צעקתי ולילה נגדך תבוא לפניך תפילתי הטה אוזנך לרינתי כי שבעה ורעות נפשי וחיי לשאול הגיעו נחשבתי עם יורדבור הייתי כגבר אין אייל במתים חופשי כמו חללים שוכבי קבר אשר לא זכרתם עוד והמה מידך נגזרו שתני בבור תחתיות במחשבתים במצולות עליי שמחה חמתך וכל משבריך עינית סלע הרחקת מיודעי ממני שתני תועבות למו קלו ולא אצא עיני דאבה מניעוני קראתיך אדוני בכל יום שיתחתי אליך חפי הלמתים תעשה פלא אם רפאים יקומו יודוך סלע, היסופר בקבר חסדך, אמונתך באבדון, היוודע בחושך בלעך, וצדקתך בארץ נשייה, ואני אליך, אדוני, שיבעתי, ובבוקר תפילתי תקדמך. למה, אדוני, תזנח נפשי, תסתיר פניך ממני. אני אני וגובע מנוער, נשאתי אמך אפונה. עלי עברו חרוניך, ביעותיך צימתוני. סבוני חמיים כל היום, הקיפו עלי יחד. הרחקת ממני אוהב ורע, מיודעי מחשך.
Abel Mitzrayim, the Osirian psalm right here. We have the Maskil. In today's daily psalm, Psalm 88, Mizmor Pechet, Psalm 88, a cry from the depths. And I say this is one of I and I favorite psalms, I think all the psalms in the proper context and receptivity. Hopefully one will get a good receptivity to this Hebrew. We call this a Hebrew Osirian, the Hebrew Osirian. Although properly we would not to be Egyptian Osirians, but it's the Hebrew Osirian or Abel. Abel Mitzrayim, the Osirian psalm right here. We have the Maskil. Give us the Maskil of His Divine Majesty. Give I and I the teaching of His Majesty. Yes. Maskil, this is the term, Maskil. I touched on it rather often when we come across it, because it's a very important term. Psalm 47 and 7 says, give praise with maskil, give mezmor, mezmor,
Mizmor, chant, vocal words, sound, power, my skill. Now, the Authorized Revised Amharic Bible brings it out as a Timheret, even in the superscription of today's daily psalm, which is a cry from the depths, from the death, from the depths, often called a cry from the depths. It's a sha'al, it's an ask, it's an ask to be saved from mot and from the salmawet, salmot, from motela, from the shadow, the shadow of death, from the anti-repatriation state, the sheol, the sunken place. That sunken place, that fallen state, right? The subconscious desires, right? The Sheol referring to the inmates, you know, the inmates, right? What is Sheol? What and where is Sheol? The netherworld, the underworld, the cry from the depths, the deeps, and the connection with water as well. So it's very, very important in today's daily psalm, especially in the rite and the ritual, right? The Hebraicism of this is the Osirian, right? The Osirian. Now, not to say that the Hebrews, we could have been considered to belong to a lot of different denominations, because sometimes what one sought, they might have found it in a particular, you know, like even today in the spiritual Sodom and Egypt, right? The so-called Egypt of this Western Gentile world, right? This latter-day times of the Gentiles. We might find that, you know, there's something in Catholicism, we might agree with this one thing here, but everything else we don't agree with, and something with the Methodist, we might agree with two or three things over there, and then something over there with the Episcopalian, and something over there with the, maybe this Orthodox or that Orthodox or this Pentecostalian or this Evangelican, you know, or this one or that one. We might agree with certain things. So people say, oh, so you're belong to this denomination or that denomination. Although some of the Hebrews, the Igbos, some of our people, they get into deep, you know, like the tune says, into deep, right? And this psalm speaks about into deep, right? From the depths, a petition, a sha'ala, ask to be saved from death, from the anti-repatriation, the furthest point from the Av, Ha'av, and thus from life. And here in the wilderness experience is also very interesting. There was a word art, you know, the places and the locations that we read of in the Torah portion, reading and feeding, when we start to look at it, like even, you know, visualize, you know, because we have to be able to see, right? Seeing, because the words, right? It says of hearing and hearing and hearing. Hearing, you will hear, right? Faith comes by the hearing. Right, so we take heed to how we hear, take heed to how we read, and of course, as the word says, to study, to shoot, I and I ourselves approve. So the maskil, give praise with Rastaman, I and I say, overstanding, but recognizing, you know, it's about the standing. What is one standing, right, which is the stasis, right, that psycho-spiritual stasis. So the maskil is brought out as timherit, right, in the Gus and the Guest, Turgul, in the King of Kings. Interpretation, the King of Kings translation, the Book of the Seven Seals, giving us a better clarity on this archaic Hebrew term that's found in many of the titles of the Psalms. Now, the Hebrew in the latter day times, you know, they don't have too many primary accounts for this word. Other than sakal, we have the word sakal, to be circumspect, to be wise. So it's usually derived from sakal, masakil, to give praise with understanding, with understanding, with the proper standing, all right, flat-footed, you know, on that true ground, all right, that rock, all right, the rock. So sakal means to give instruction. Thus we have in the Royal Amharic, timheret, give us the timheret, the teaching, give us the maskil. Dawit was said to be circumspect and used the same word. I think it translates that he was wise, especially when he was in the house of Shaul, right? Shaul. Interesting, ain't it? What you ask for. It's an ask. See, this is the Egyptian in the mystery, right? The wisdom of the Egypt that Moshe, Mashu, Musa, the head of the fraternal order of the Lewawiyan, the Ha'ibri, the Hebrews, right? In the Egyptian, it is the Sekher. Someone says Sekher or the Sekher. Sakar, right, the sakal, because the L and the R in the ancient languages interchange. So some words that might have an R in it, we might find it in the form with the L in it. And some words that have the L in it, we find the same word used by different speakers from different mother tongues with the R. So the R and the L, they interchange. So we have sakal, right, and sakar, right, to give counsel in the ancient Gutawian, Lisana Gutawi, of Egypt, the Egyptian speech, right, to give counsel, to instruct.
But such is not the meaning, generally, of maskil in the sense we find it in the Psalm of Dawid of the Hebrew Tehuti, Tehut, right? Thought, right? Tehut, Dawid, right? The Psalm of David, we have maskil to chief musician, maskil for the sons of Korah, maskil to chief musician upon Machalat. Machalat also is interesting, too. Because that right there, that Hebraic, is brought out in the Authorized, Revised, and Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, untranslated. So, machalat, note that. But the maskil, we have on niginot, binginot, bingi, nayabingi, binginot, niginot, niginot, the horse, maskil. Maskil of asaf, the gatherer. Maskil of Heman, maskil of Heman, as we have even today. We have Le Heman Ha Ezrahi, Heman, the Ezrahi. This is his maskil. Maskil Le Heman Ha Ezrahi. My maskil of Heman. Now, in this instance, maskil is synonymous with a psalm or a prayer, which is a cry from the depths, from the deep. So when we look at where we're at, even the Torah portion, they haven't hit rock bottom just yet. So it's almost as though when they're coming out of Egypt, there's a going through the wilderness and there's a going through the underworld, even for the 40 years. All right, so here we get to the connection, the duat. Right, the duat, the anti-repatriation state, this state, like many of the psalms, we have cries from the psycho-spiritual depths, from the deep place. He says, I am counted with them that go down into the pit. Thou hast laid me in the lowest pit. The Royal Amharic brings out Yamot Tilah, the Talmavet, the shadow of death, in darkness, in the deeps, and the deeps being connected with the elemental water. I am shut up and I cannot come forth. Wilt thou show wonders to the dead? Shall thy loving kindness, that loving kindness, be declared in the grave? The speaker is in the place that is known as the Egyptian Hades, right? According to his type, the wisdom that Moshe learned in the Meskar, the Egyptian Hades, the Meskar, the Mesken, all in Egyptian, are names of the birthplace and the eschatological place of rebirth from the mess, referring to generation, birth. Hence, the regeneration and rebirth of the Messiah. See, the type exists in the Hebrew Mishkan. The Mishkan is the dwelling place or the sanctuary, the habitation, the dwelling place, the Mishkar for the womb. The womb of the dawn, and dawn is the beginning of a new day. So at the end of the night, see, people haven't gotten to the end of the night because he's still talking about at the end of the day. So therefore, psycho-spiritually, which way? But the Mishkar, the womb of the dawn, and the Mishkab is the couch where you shakab, where you lay down, shakab, which is at once the bed of the living, right? The Mishkab is the bed of the living, and it's the bier of the dead, the bed of the living, the bed of the dead, living and the dead, the womb and the tomb. Ye must be born again, the womb and the tomb, as shown by the various texts. Right, the various texts and the wise have recorded that, and we can see that in the objective reality, and also can bear witness from our subjective experiences. Now, in the rites and the ritual, the place of rebirth for the deceased, the dead, ye must be born again. So if you think you are living, and you know you must be born again, then what must happen? The place of rebirth for the deceased is also called the Meska, the Mesken, and the Miskar, the Miskar. Now, it will be shown that certain utterances for deliverance like we have in today's daily song, Mizmor Pei, Pei Chait, or Pei Chait, the 88th song. We have this right here, Yahuwah, Elohei Yeshuati, Elohei Yeshuati, Elohei Yeshuati, the Elohei, the Elohim of my Yeshua, of my salvation. Yeshuat, Yeshuati, Yeshuati, my salvation, Elohei Yeshuati, of my deliverance, of my victory. So here we find that certain utterances for deliverance that's found in the Psalms, right, in the Sefer Tehillim and in the Mezmore Dawit, the chants, intonation, work, sound, power of Dawit, the well-beloved, are the same as those in the principle of it that is found in what's called the Book of the Dead. Therefore, we connect Maskil with the Egyptian Meskar, because the context, where did this come from? the Israelites in this way, the Meskar or the Purgatory. Purge, purgatory was the place in the what's called Hades, the Duat, the Tuat, or Hebraically the Sheol, where the souls, the psyches in bondage. That's another connection with feminism when you think about it, with the souls, the psyches, the she's in bondage, awaited and prayed for rebirth, for regeneration. Now, they were in pain. They were in prison. They were undergoing the pangs of punishment. Does this sound familiar? In Hebrew, this is the maskar. In the Hebrew, this is the maskar, the enclosing, the imprisoning. Whence a prison or place of confinement, the miskar, the misagar, the maskar in Egyptian, is the cry of supplication for the rebirth in the meskar, the meskar, the mesken, a prayer or a psalm, a mizmor, a voka, invoka, word, sound, a vocal utterance, right, of the new birth. It may be noted that from the name of this Meschen, or purgatory in the lower regions, man got to go down right to the foundation, get to the rock bottom, get to the rock. In the lower region comes the Hebrew Meschen, the Meschen to be bowed down, Meschen to be low or pole. The state of being, the standing of being, low and wretched and ratchet. Now, the Maltese, the Aramaic, the Arabic, you know, Meschen, Italian, we have Meschino in French, Mesquin, Portuguese, Meschino or Meschino, right? English, we have Meskins. Meskin. And in the Royal Harvard, we have Meskin. Meskin, right? Meskins. So, Maskil. Maskil, sako, Maskil was the prayer or the utterance from the depths, from the deeps. In ancient Gibbets, in ancient Mitzrayim, called the cars, you know, the cars, K-A-R-S, the cars of the Duat, the Tuat of the Hades or the Sheol or the fallen state, the sunken region, the subconscious, the anti-repatriation state. The continual prayers of the Zawatiris alone, like the continual light, the illumination for the Bnei Livnei Korach, for the sons of Korah, as we have in the superscription, uphold the sense here assigned to the Maskil. Korah, Korach, is said to have been what? Swallowed alive, right, and those with him by the earth. And thus the prayers for the sons of Korah, they are similar to those for souls in the purgatory, which even offered up by the Romanists and the Roman Catholic Church. Now the blind, fumbling, helplessness of the unskilled, the idiotes, those who can only and will only see it their own way, right? Idiots, just how they see it, right? The blind, the fumbling, helplessness of the unskilled idiotes in representing myth, confusing myth and miracle, and not knowing the definition truly for any of them. It is at times very, very sad. It's very pitiful, as is the case of the sons of Korah, right? See, the name Korah, and I think about this, sons of Korah, they're serving, because remember the connection with the Levites. Korah was already a Levite. The Levite were the secondary level of the priests. Well, then there wasn't priests, but they served in that same function from the people's perspective, but the sons of Aaron, they were at that higher level. They were the Kohanim, the Lewawian. They were the assistants, right? That tribe and those families to assist HaKohanim, right? So we have Korah, the father and their patriarch get swallowed up alive, and those in his company learn to read the Hebrew sign language. The name of Korah, it signifies, in this sense, an accident. It signifies a sudden hap. It just happened like that. What's happening? Right? A sudden hap, a mishap, such as the fate assigned, right, to Korah, right, and that generation when the earth opened and swallowed them. But here's the key. We have Korah in the Hebrew. Kara is like to cry out, to call out a name. And we say, Ekra, Yahweh, Ekra, I call out. I'm calling out, Korah, calling out, even calling out, enunciating a name, calling one by name. Right? Interesting, because the Kheru in Egyptian means the evil ones, the fallen ones. But the full form of the word we have is Korech, unused in latter Hebrew, but in the more archaic, it means to freeze or to stiffen with cold. Right? With cold. Coming in from the cold. So we have in Egyptian ach, denoting the dead, ach, and korach. So we take the last part of the word ach in Egyptian. We have dead, and we have korach, the connection with freezing to death, a sudden hap, a mishap, an accident. This identifies the dead below. The dead below in the cards, the underworld, right, in those compartmentalization of their subconscious, their fallen state. Those who were cut off, Korah also is baldness, them crazy bald heads, the baldness, the derivative sense of cutting off the hair for the dead. Ancient rites and writs of mourning, cutting off the hair for the dead, right? And thus we have the link of Livnei Korah. This group of psalms, and check out the Korahite psalms, the group of psalms, they utter the cries of those whom the earth has swallowed, or learning to read the Hebrew sign language in the Hebrew cycle spirituality, whom the earthly, the five cycle life has covered them, has swallowed their souls, their suke, right? Because the nefesh, the soul without instruction, is headed to the sunken place, the fallen place, right? That sheol,
right? It's like the twilight zone, right? But it's also found even in the book, right? The book of Hades, what's called the book of Sheol, the book of Hades as well. So we had mentioned about in one of the Psalms, the speaker says, my mouth shall speak Chokmah, Chokmah. That Chokmah, that wisdom, the Hebrew Sophia. What does Roveinu Yeshua HaMoshiach say? That wisdom, Chokmah, the Hebrew Sophia, is justified by all her children. So my mouth shall speak Chokmah. That means according to the gnosis, the epignosis, the full gnosis, the da'at, right? Yada, 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 the ilket. I will incline mine ear to a mashal, a parable, a misale, a mashle. I will open my chida, my chida, my riddles, my dark sayings upon the kinor, upon the harp. One of the chida, or the chetu, chetu, secret things, things that are shut, things that are sealed to those, right, who attempt to revision Ionized story away from Jah glory, rewrite the mythos as their pseudo-history. See, in this psalm, this mizmor, the sons of Korach, right, the sons of Korach, it's interesting because they would seem to be linked with the wicked or the ratchet, or they are bringing out, right, because it says, for the sons of Korach, right, who are laid like sheep in the grave for death to feed upon, for death to become their shepherd. They say the Lord is their shepherd. Which Lord are you talking about? Death feeds on, death shepherds them, the unredeemed for whom there is no resurrection. There's no getting up, standing up, no standing up. Right? For John, right? Because they're not in the light. They're in that darkness, that disillumination. Hence, they are the sons of the Beit of Sheol, of the Beit of Sheol, of the house of, some say hell. You know, we use the term anti-repatriation, right? Because it's away from the Father. It's against the Father. It's away from the Father. Usually Sheol is brought out as Hades. It's a Hebrew. You say the Hebrew Hades is Sheol. It's the world of the dead. Right? What's interesting is that many of the concepts, conceptions, generally speaking, of Sheol or Hades was as if it was a subterranean below ground zero, below the proper standing of man. Right, below ground zero is a subterranean retreat, right, that includes the accessories and its inmates. Often in the KJV Bible is translated as grave or hell or pit. So sometimes you might see the word grave and might assume, oh, that's Sheol. Sometimes it is bor or vor. Vor, bor. Bor in the Hebrew, latter Hebrew vor, like the vortex, the bor, the pit. Or it could be the kever, or the kever, the grave. Or it could be Sheol. And Sheol is a psycho-spiritual state, both for those who have passed on, but for many ones and ones now who have not come to that Christ light and that consciousness and who have not been born again. So for them, death is their shepherd, death is their Lord, right? There's no resurrection until they repent, have a change of mind, a change of thinking, a metanoia, teshuvah, because they have to turn or be turned from the astray way to Yahweh, truth and life, and then there is the resurrection. Then they can get up, stand up, and no longer be the sons of the Beit, of the Beta of Sheol, of the house of Sheol. This is why in the Psalm 42 he says, I remember the eye from the Tanashu Terara, from Mitz'ar, from Mizar, the little hill, because the Mitz'ar, right, is the star of the mess in the great beer. The great beer, the type of the birthplace in the heavens. And the speaker is in the place of rebirth, in the heavenlies. This is why the word says, thou hast sore broken us in the place of dragons, in the place of foxes.
and covered us with the almavet, with the mot, with the mot pillar, the mot pillar, with the shadow of death. That is in the deep. In the deep is the place of the apepa or lapathis, the dragon, the Hades, the Sheol, in which the sons, the fallen sons, some say Korah's sons, had sunk to. So one of these maskils, as I mentioned before, just mentioned again, is the prayer of David when the Ziphim came and they said to Shaul, they said to Saul, doth not David hide himself with us? Snitch. Informant killing. Informants. The Ziphim, they came to who? They came to Saul. Doth not David hide himself with us? Hint, hint, hint. They were riding him out. See, the Ziphim, they belong, right, in the Hebraic mythos, the mythology, the Sefer. Sefer is a Gryphon, a griffin, a Typhonian, suit Typhon, suit Baala Sephon, genie. See, the Safui is to torment. In ancient Egyptian, the Safui is to torment, to torture, to punish. The Seif, right? Even why, one of the reasons why they also received Yahweh Seif, safe in the ancient Egyptian means to refine by fire. To refine by fire. And then you have the Shept, right? The Shept denotes to terror, terrible, to terrify, to be demonial. So the speaker, right? The speaker, like the Osirian. I remember when they buried Yaakov, when they buried Jacob, right, and the Canaanites saw the Ha'ibri dressed up like and living like Egyptian. They said, oh, this is a great morning for the Egyptian. And they called it Adel Mitzrayim. The Abel, who's ours of Mitzrayim, is known as the Osirian. One of the denominations of the Egyptians. You see, if you really want to know who the Hebrews are, you really have to know about why sometimes they went to this church, why sometimes one will go to that church. Alright, when you recognize who we are as once lost now found, it all basically comes out from us. So we go to maybe this church or that church, like go to this store or that store, because maybe we need this right now. I remember, I think it was Sister Mariama Tanay. Hey, love, Mariama Tanay. She said, you know, sometimes people go to certain churches because they might, like they have a crying church, a preaching church, a teaching church, or this a church, or that a church, because in this fallen state they have gotten fragmented. You know what I'm saying? Fragments. You find it over here, you find it over there. You know, but the speaker in this context like to bring this out more, the Hebrew Osirian. The Osirian of the ritual. But here we have the Hebrew ritual passing through the world of the mutant, the mutants, the mutan, right? Or the metim in the Hebrew of the dead. The Hebrew Sheol. The Hebrew Sheol. And this brings us here to Psalm 53. Just to make this kind of wraparound connection. Psalm 53 is called a machalat, like this today's psalm, the 88, where it says, Ala machalata le'anot, or machalat le'anot, sickness to afflict. Something, it could be a instrument, a melody, but there's some mystery. You know, it's one of the Hebraic, you know, it's revealed by the Chokmah. It's one of the mashal, the parables. It's one of the chida, right? The chidot is one of the parables, so to speak. But machalat, the machalat in the connection with the maskil. In ancient Egypt, the maha is a sepulcher, right? The enclosure of the meitim, the mutan, right? The maha, sepulcher, enclosure of the dead. In ancient Egyptian, you had a rat is the steps or a staircase, the rat. So if we read mach, a composition, the name would denote a psalm of ascent or the makalata maskil. This would signify that the tefillah, the tshelot here, the prayer here for rebirth is uttered on the steps. Well known to the book of
You know, they say the Book of the Dead or the Part Im Haru, right? See, the Hebrew Ma'elah, right? You know, Ma'elah, like the Ma'elot. Ma'elot is a step, an ascent, a degree, but it has divisions of degrees of a sense of elevation. Right, so these are psalms of elevation, right? Psalms of getting high, right? The plural being, right? The ma'elot, the ma'alot, the ma'elot. So we have a ma'ala and a ma'elot. In the inscription of the 15 psalms, or the songs of the steps, the shira ha ma'elot, right? The song of the steps, the song of degrees, the song of divisions, the divisions of the ascent. The division of the ascent. And it can be and should be imagined as almost like a five-base spiral. In that five-base spiral, the division of ascent, right? The alo, the alo, the ala, the ala, the going up, the ma'ala. In the ascent of Shlomo, the ascent of Solomon. And why is this important? Well, this is important when we start to look at the 15 degrees, the 15 steps, what the 15 degrees, the 15 steps, what do they refer to, right? Especially in the season and the particular reason for the season, because translators and interpreters have had no clue to the nature of these 15 steps or degrees, of which they have given accounts as divergent as they have been, many of them, unsatisfactory. Now, we know in the Hebrew rite or ritual, these are the 15 psalms, and the number 15 is important even in the Passover, the Pesach rite and ritual, and even at that middle point of the 28 days of the lunar month, when we pass the middle point, we're not at the 14th, but we're at the 15th. And we know that this time of the month or the moon is when the moon starts to get dark, right? So it's really the time when the real so-called lunatic kind of happens, when the moonlight is not. We know this from nature, dangerous animals out in nature. They've done studies to prove this. They go on the prowl after the 15th of the lunar at that time. So it's a time to iritically get suited up and booted up. But in this sense, ones may be studied, this can be studied in the rites and the ritual, where there are apparently 36 seba, or gateways, in the great abode corresponding to the 36 decans of the zodiac, or we would say of the 12 tribes of Israel. They are divided into the numbers 21 and 15. Some of these look like repetitions, but all that concerns us at present is the 15 gates. The 15 gates of the ascent, of the elevation, which end at the place of putting on the upper crown on the day of the festival of the adjustment of the year. The day of the festival of the adjustment of the year. So this all ends at the place of putting on the upper crown on the day of the festival of the adjustment of the year, at the time of the vernal equinox. So this is the place called the Makkah. The Makkah is the level, leveling up, the balance, the place of poise. It's in the region of the Anu, the sign of which is the upright tekel. The tekel of the scales, or the Makkah in Hebrew, has a one-for-one, a similar meaning as the ledge of a level roof. The ledge of a level roof. This, I just thought about the tune, Don't Push Me, right? Because this, we saw the closeness to that edge. The place of the equinox is also localized in the Hebrew as Makkah, the Makkah, the name of a region that bounded the East Jordan land and lay between it and the north. And thus, in the previous Psalm 42, it talked about from the land of Jordan. Because the Makkah is the name of the region that bounded the East Jordan land and lay between it and the north. And then the Aru, or the Arut in Egyptian, are the steps, the Arut. And we get the Allah, Aliyah, Arut, Arut, Alut, Alut, Arut. The L and the R interchange in the ancients, and even modern speakers, mother tongues, are the steps, the staircase of the ascent from the underworld, from Sheol, getting out of Sheol. Now here, from the wisdom of Moses, we would have it from coming out from there, from Egypt, the God Osiris speaking to us as Hebrews as the Abel and Adam, the Abel, that living blood from the underworld, is portrayed as forming the prop or the sechent in Egypt of the balance. The prop of the balance, the sechent of the balance, plays at the head of the staircase, which men are ascending as, and this is how the Egyptians, and when we were in Egyptian worship, we saw it in that way, Osar, Osiris, the lord of Rostau, of Rasa, Rostau, in ancient Egypt, Rostau, Rasta, the same who is at the top of the staircase. He is at the top of the staircase. So it's showing that this connection from the Chaldean, the Psalms are called a song that was sung. That's what they say, the song was sung on the steps. But which steps? The steps of the abyss. The steps of the abyss. This explanation is said to be founded on Hebrew tribe tradition, which relates that when the foundations of the temple, HaHekab, or the Beit HaMikdash, the Beit HaMekdes, the house, like the stone building of the holy, were being laid, there came out of the earth a great quantity of water, to the height of 15 cubits, it is said, which would have drowned, they said, the whole world if Achitophel had not stopped its progress by writing the ineffable name of Yahweh, of Yahweh, right, of Yahweh, on the 15 steps of the Hekab. So Psalm 130 is said to refer to the same event. The Hebrew tribe and tradition is, some say, but another name from the ancient, right, from the ancient Ethiopic and later Egyptian mythos from the beginning, first shall be last shall be first, 15 cubits. 15 cubits were the typical measure of an inundation. So anyway, we're going to pause right there. We'll pick up more with the steps of the abyss as they belong to the ritual, right, the god Shu, right? It says Moshe will be an Elohim to Paro, right, Ma Shu. The god Shu is depicted in the hieroglyphic legends as standing on the steps of the abyss, where with uplifted arms, Ma Shu, right, he sustains the sun and afflicts the race of the ratchet, of the wicked. The wicked in the Semain or the Sesenu. So we shall draw a brief parallel between the 15 gates of the rite, the ritual, the 15 psalms of the steps, with the first gate that is called the mistress of terrors, the mistress destroying those falsifying words. Remember, Chokmah, wisdom is justified by all of her children. So the first gate, the mistress of terrors, the mistress of destroying those falsifying words.
Salmonim al arsu befite
bonet. These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Simbol.
Whatever you do, brothers and sisters,
supreme being, Rastafari, the anointed one. Haile Selassie rules from Zion. Glory be to my God and King. Glory be to the supreme being, Rastafari, the anointed one. Haile Selassie rules from Zion. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Don't you worry of people's politics. Don't you worry of the preacher man's lies. For you and me, we are imperfect. Jah alone is the one I salute. Him alone is the one you should serve. Him alone is the one you should praise. Him alone, defender of the faith. Him alone stands for the truth. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Sometimes you feel helpless. Don't you give up. Trust in the Father. For the Father is the provider. I know sometimes you feel hopeless. I know sometimes you feel helpless. Don't you give up. Trust in the Father. For the Father is the provider. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day. Whatever you do,